Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
Now it is time to move on to Sophia Diaz, who's been waiting here patiently. She is an accomplished and multifaceted personality. I'm just going to let her tell you everything she does. I will say I went online on YouTube and listened to her music. I loved it. Great. So please tell us what you do, Sophia.
Well, I'm a fashion designer. I created a brand called Diaz, which is my family name. I'm also a creator of futuristic eyewear by this under the same name. I would just say that I'm extremely blessed, you know, to be able to do so many creative things that I do. I'm also very passionate about writing. I write my own music, and I've recorded 2 studio albums. By choice, I chose to record both the albums at Tuff Gong Recording Studio, which is in Kingston, Jamaica. And I had the opportunity to work with some of the finest, the most sought-after musicians in the world. I had to put my mind right from the beginning and choose a team, choose who I wanted to work with, who I wanted on my team. And I was very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with Mr. Clive Hunt, who is one of the top music producers in the industry. And I also wanted to work with Shane Brown, who engineered and remixed both my albums. And the rest of the team were just fantastic. Bulletproof, the first album, would not have been possible without the emotional and moral support of Clive Hunt and Shane Brown. I was put into a rather challenging situation at that time. The home that I lived in, Bucktown in Chicago, was under foreclosure. I had a few dollars and a few cents in my bank account. Everything else was forcibly taken away from me.
In what way?
The person who was closest to me was a former spouse who had planned my demise with great strategy in such a way where, I mean, this is all documented by attorneys, where I had 2 choices. One was to really go and end my life because I had nothing. And or the other was to ask people for support, ask people for help, to give me dignity to stand up and work and survive. And I was responsible for 4 other people in my life at that time, my adopted 3 cats and a large, beautiful 165-pound dog, Mr. Santos, who was with me. I adopted him since he was a baby boy. So essentially, the writing style of the album comes from real-life circumstances, real-life challenges where you don't know what's going to happen to you. Your life, my life, was in the hands of another person. I was terrified. I was frightened. Perhaps I felt like I was a victim just for a few hours, but I could not be in that frame of mind. It would have been futile. So I had to very, very quickly get myself together and just move on to the next day. And the next day it was survival of the fittest. I sold my grandmother's piano to have money to buy groceries. I sold my handbags, my personal belongings, to strangers just to be able to survive. And I'm talking about buying groceries, a bottle of water.
Well, that sounds like a tremendous thing to come back from, but you have. But I did want to ask you about your designs. Are you selling those to the public?
Yes, I am.
Where are you selling them?
It's essentially online, but as for the next month or so, my website is offline, so we're in the process of reconstructing.
So do you have them on Amazon?
Yes, my books are on Amazon.
So what is your website going to be called when it's back online?
SophiaDS.com.
Okay. I saw your Instagram page. I was really excited to look at your glasses, the eyewear. Is that for people that need prescription glasses, or do you have readers?
No, it's purely a fashion accessory. It has got UV-40 sun protection. I essentially designed those for myself because I play cricket, I play tennis almost every other day, I play squash. So I'm, perpetually, very active lifestyle. And the design of the eyewear covers your entire face. I've worn those glasses throughout all of my official music videos.
Yeah, those are nice if you're going to protect your eyes and the skin around your eyes especially, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
I got to work with some tremendous people making both those albums. I worked with director Walt Lovelace, who's a genius. He's from Trinidad and Tobago, and we filmed Plugged In and Blanchechere Beach in Trinidad and Tobago. I worked with the all Trinidadian team who were just absolutely fabulous, and we have so many memories. And in the future, if I ever, work in Trinidad and Tobago, that's the same team that I'm going to be working with.
Great. So do you have more plans for more albums in the future, more books? Sort of what's next for you?
What's next for Sophia is just keep on paying it forward, being a good person, just help a lot of people along the way.
Talk a little bit about your books. Why don't you tell us about those? What are their titles and what are they about?
Well, my first book that got published, which is on Amazon, is Sabio, A Culinary Journey. And it captures, it's not just a book, about recipes and you add cayenne pepper and bell peppers and make this dish. It is actually a love story with me and food and all of the various countries that I've traveled and the people that I've met all across the world. I learned to cook Iranian food, for example, from my neighbors in London and Hyde Park Gate. And all of my journeys through Mozambique, where I met a fisherman. I paid him $20. He and his wife taught me how to cook fish on a beach, Mozambique style, with local herbs and so on and so forth, spices. I attended culinary school in Italy, in Sardinia, Paris, Switzerland, England, India, Thailand, almost all over the world.
So what experience did you have that made you want to cook? Is it just that you enjoy eating or is it something more?
I love eating good food. And growing up in boarding school, we didn't have much of a culinary experience. And after boarding school, when I would go home, my mother could not, she's a fantastic mother, but she could not boil an egg. Either the egg would explode or it was undercooked. It was undercooked. And so I started saving money and, studying culinary is an expensive business. You're paying for food, you're paying for professionals, you're paying for a hotel or a place to stay, flights and so on and so forth. But it was a good investment.
I think that's fascinating. So you have a book on cooking. What was your other book about?
The other book was about a short chapter in my life. I think that lasted for about 7 to 10 years, called Blondie Proof. And translated into English, it's called Bulletproof. Okay. Where I survived a loaded gun aimed at my head and at my dog in the sanctity of my home, in my kitchen, by a person who was closest to me, a former spouse. And, I don't like to relive it, but it's in the past, and the past does not define who I am. But the book talks about how that former spouse was not alone. He had a team of people, and they dedicated several years of their lives to completely annihilate me. And I wouldn't know how people have that in them to, completely annihilate another human being.
Do you feel safe now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I learned that when you talk about what you've been through and you stand up and you have good people, good friends all over the world, just knowing what you've been through, and it was very evident, it wasn't hush-hush, it was in the face of the world. So, I feel absolutely safe wherever I go.
Well, I feel like some people are very angry people, and they have to find a target for that anger.
Absolutely. And I was the target.
And you became the target for these people. I feel like politicians are the target for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other side is the target for this free-floating anger that they don't know what they're angry about or where to put it. So, yeah, it kind of sounds like that's what happened. You just met the wrong people that just had this anger and decided, oh, she's going to be our target, which is horrible for you.
It was. And what was even really horrible was that my then former spouse was involved with one of our employees who had secretly taped him. And this is in the book and in the movie script, Bulletproof. The employee had secretly taped my then former spouse, and there were 22 tapes, just like how Puff Diddy or whatever his name is, Sean Combs. It's similar. And this young intern and employee of ours then was blackmailing my former spouse.
I
was getting calls from anonymous people if I wanted to see those 22 tapes.
Well, this sounds like a really good book. I'm going to have to get it. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And it's a true story.
My phone calls were monitored. I changed my telephone, I believe, twice. And I would still get phone calls. And, I would get a no-caller ID or sometimes a local Chicago phone call. And the person would say, hi, Miss Diaz, you've just entered your home and parked your car in the garage. I'm right outside the corner on Cortland at the Starbucks. Would you like to meet me? I've got 22 tapes of your spouse on them in the city, state, hotel, and room number. And we are asking for $200,000. I went to the police. I talked to the attorneys and I said, I have no desire to see those tapes. I mean, no wife would want to see her husband in her, God alone knows what's on the tapes. But I was told what was on the tapes. And it didn't stop there, Elizabeth. Oh. It went on. The person would say, well, we are going to give this to your competitors in the business realm.
Oh, my God.
And it was sad and, just frightening that people were monitoring your move.
Right, like, and what they would do for money, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, how could you
It was a web
way?
Of, I was caught up. I wasn't caught up. I was placed in a web of dangerous minds where money was the extortion, manipulation, and blackmail was the name of the game.
And did you make a movie out of that, did you say?
Yes, the book was turned into a movie script based on real life facts.
Has the movie come out yet?
Oh, no, we're in the process of, getting the right partners on board as investors and going through that route.
Sounds like a great movie.
My life was extremely in a very dangerous place then. And I knew the players. I mean, I knew the lady who had made these 22 tapes. She was one of our employees. Of course, the main star of those tapes was a former spouse. And then various other people were involved. And I knew all of them.
Wow. That's a great teaser for your book. So your book is on Amazon.
Blondie Proof by Sophia Diaz.
Sophia Diaz is an accomplished and multifaceted personality. I listen to her music online. It's great. I love what she does.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morris. Morrissey and our studio assistant, Rissikat Basari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first.
Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.